What is the order of daily tefillah? In school, we davened all the brachas, and at home, I only said moda ani and asher yotzer after using the bathroom. Now I have learned that we say netilas yadayim after negelvasser. Do we then repeat it when davening the brachas as well as asher yotzer? May one talk before washing negelvasser? My husband says we shouldn't. May I use the bathroom before washing negelvasser? Can I use a sink near my room, or do I have to wash right next to my bed and not put my feet on the floor until after I have washed? C.K. from Lakewood, New Jersey. Okay, first of all, when a person gets up in the morning, they should wash negelvasser. Preferably, many people are makbid to wash right by their bed and not to walk dalet amos before they wash. If you have a sink or whatever within 4 amos of your bed, that should be sufficient. More than 4 amos, there are those that rely on the Rashba that an entire house, anything under the same roof, is considered dalet amos, and therefore get up and go to the bathroom to wash negelvasser. A person should wash negelvasser before they go to the bathroom, if possible. If they really have to go to the bathroom, be holding themselves back, which is prohibited, then they should go to the bathroom first and then wash negelvasser. And in any case, if you use the bathroom facilities, you have to wash again. After you have washed, gone to the bathroom, and washed again, you make a bracha, al netilas yadayim, and asher yotzer, and you do not repeat that unless you've gone to the bathroom again. You don't repeat the asher yotzer or the al netilas yadayim, and even if you've gone to the bathroom again, you don't repeat al netilas yadayim again. And basically, you should preferably not talk before you, from the time you get up till you wash netilas yadayim. And like we said, lechatchila, you should wash right by the bed. Anything within 4 amos is okay. And some say that the entire house under the same roof is considered dalet amos.